Well, good morning, everybody. It is 8:32 a.m., and so excited to be on our 8:30 a.m. wake-up call. Myself and my partner, Sean, just excited to be able to, walk you through some information that we believe will be valuable. I know that these calls, for the most part, guys, have really been dedicated for those folks that, are looking to get on and, they're hungry for more information, trying to get it in every possible way that they can. But just want to first welcome everyone. Hey, it's a brand new year, 2020. We affectionately referred to 2020 as a year of great vision, right? And so we've got so many different things to be thankful for. And before we get into the information today, I just want to say, hey, we're going to be announcing another incentive. Sean and I are meeting today. We're going to go through the details of that, but just as we did in December, we had an incentive that really was very successful because not only did we have somebody complete the requirement, but also over and exceed the requirements, bringing in additional business over and above that amount. So we're excited for Cindy. I know that she did a phenomenal job. She's got a great group moving forward here this month also. So we're excited about the potential and the results with all that. So with that said, guys, I'm not going to spend a lot of time today. I'm going to turn the call over to Sean here in a minute, but I did want to just, talk about a couple things that I think can be important, as you're building your business. First of all, I think that, the great opportunity that we have is obvious that we're in the early stages of building a company, right? We're early on, and that's really where all, typically a lot of the big money earning opportunities come are for those people that are early in the game. They're early participants. If you've got a company that has marginal success, I know that we always talk about those companies that are doing $500 million, $700 million, $1 billion a year. But, we believe when you just look at Wellness Biosciences, even at $100 million in volume, okay, which is not, you're not knocking down fences, but you're out there, you're going to have some folks that are early in the development phase of our business that are going to do extremely well. We realize that. And so, but having said all that, just to be very, very candid, there's always going to be the challenges that are associated with being early too. And so you can't really have one without the other. So those challenges come in different ways, right? They come in the fact that you don't have a staff of 100 people, right? You don't have all of the conveniences that come along with a company that has been fully developed. Now, and that doesn't, suggest that once it is, and we're $100 million in business volume, that there's not a great opportunity. It just means that there's not the same opportunity that there is today, because obviously that $100 million in business has to come within those people that are here today, right? It's got to be in their group. So when you look at the opportunity, there's always things that are going to be available or out there that can be somewhat of a distraction because we're not fully developed if you allow them to be. I can tell you, for example, when I got involved with my, the first company I was a distributor for, at that time, of course, it was prior to the internet and we didn't have online enrollment. Everything was very, it was a lot different. We, our fax paper was on those old spool, fax paper machines, and, we're printing out our genealogies. It was just very different time. And every order that we took, even with the company that Sean and I built together, we didn't have online enrollment, right? We didn't have the sophisticated back offices. There was lots of stuff that we didn't have in that day, but regardless of what we didn't have, what we did focus on is what we did have, right? And so today, we're a new company and we've got some tools out there. We're going to be, giving you guys some emails over the course of this week that we believe are extremely effective because we've been out using those tools. We've gotten all of our ebooks, for example, printed up and they look phenomenal. They're in, high gloss resolution, our physician's guidebook and our consumer new consumer guidebook to CBD. You know, we've got our product guide. I mean, all of these things are things that, you know, we as distributors had to go out and make up ourselves because we didn't have anything to put in people's hands. And so today as a company, you know, we've taken the time and thanks to some of the help we've had from some of you, we've made sure that material is put together. It's done so in a professional manner. You know, it's well received by those doctors and those different, you know, brand partners that we've been working with directly. And so as we've been putting those tools together and putting them in our hands, we've found that it's really been very, very beneficial as we're going out and we're communicating the nuances of a medical grade CBD and the platform that we're building and developing our business with. So I just want to encourage you guys. You know, I know that when you're in the early stages of building a business, there's always going to be things that kind of need to be worked on, right? Maybe, you know, the website, you know, is requiring you to do some specific things as you're entering people into the business, and you're kind of having to learn that process. And we get it. I mean, and we're going to continue to refine what we have so that it's very user-friendly. It's very intuitive. But as we're developing that, getting your feedback from you guys, please, I would just encourage you, be patient, be focused on what you do have. I mean, I go back to Sin Lee in the month of December, man. I can't think of a month where you don't have more of distractions, where you don't have more things that you can look at and say, oh, you know, hey, you know, I mean, in her case, you know, she had, you know, a few people that passed away that were close to her and Pat, and she had a walking pneumonia, and she had all of the same challenges with Holiday, but she just made a decision. You know, she just said, look, I'm not going to focus in on anything I can't control. What I'm going to focus in on is the opportunity in this incentive. And she just went to work and, you know, as a result of it, you know, made over $11,000 in the month of December. And now we're putting together a strategy and business plan for her to do that. And then more as we lay out this new incentive, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe some of you will make the same decision to go out and just say, look, I don't know about these things that I can't control. I don't know about this, about that. I know we're in the first month of the year. And traditionally, the first month of the year provides a unique opportunity because it's a new year. And everybody seems to have the most optimistic attitude in the month of January. But I, you know, as I look back over all my years in the business, that's the year where you can get so much done, so much accomplished. And I know that we all internally have that same thing going on too, as you set your goals. We talked about that as we came out of Thanksgiving, setting goals and being determined of, you know, what we knew we could accomplish as we get into the year. And so here we are, right? We're in today's January 6th, and there's a freshness, there's a newness, there's this uniqueness to this time, and it's what we do with it. It's great that we have it, but what's most relevant is what we do with it, right? So I just want to encourage everybody, you know, stay focused on what you do have. We have a lot. We have phenomenal products that are really getting fantastic results. And we're being blessed with the feedback and the testimonies and what people are saying. And I just can't begin to tell you how excited we are to hear that. But at the same time now, guys, we're starting to have a result trend that's occurring with the economics, with people successfully having preferred customers, with people now that are developing results in the business. Where we now have in the last month of this past year, you know, over five figures earned by somebody in the business. And we know there was an incentive. We know it was over and above what was paid in the comp plan. But we're going to continue to provide those unique incentives so that you guys can generate income as you're building and developing your organization. So, you know, I just want to encourage you. I know it's a brand new year. There's always a different way of seeing everything. It's all the lens that you're looking through. And I see nothing but opportunity. Today, I think people are really looking for a real dependable medical grade CBD. The results are phenomenal. People are out there all over the place talking about utilizing the benefits of this particular product for a myriad of different reasons. We could talk all day about it, but I just want to encourage you, now, because tomorrow night we have an event here in Papados in West Houston. We've got our Wednesday night you know, testimonial, physician's testimonial call. And guys, we've got a lot going on. Okay, we've got a lot going on, and we're going to start gearing up, and we want you to be a part of it. We want you to be a big part of it. So I just want to encourage you with that. And I know, guys, as we get into the month of January and we start moving toward, our Academy event that's taking place, this month on the 25th, right here at the Zaza Hotel, we want you to be positioned to be able to take advantage of every economic opportunity that we have. So with that said, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I'm now going to turn the call over to my partner, Sean, and just excited, Sean, about all that we have going on. I know that this is going to be a fun year. Excited to be a part of it with you, brother. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Great job always. And welcome, everybody. Good morning. It's Monday. It's January 6th. We've got some exciting stuff going on. I know Barry mentioned we're going to be coming out with an incentive, and that's just really the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we've got stuff planned out for months. We've already strategized the majority of the year to some degree, and we've got, things will change and evolve, but we're just so excited about what 2020 holds. And Barry and I both, and we encourage you guys to be this way. I mean, not morbid in any way, but Barry and I both are guys that know we only have X amount of days on this earth, and none of us know how many that will be except the man upstairs. And so we just make every day count. I was watching the Texans, win, which I was excited about. And, one of the things that J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson, the offensive and defensive leaders of the team, said is they went into the game with the mentality, be great. Be great. If we're going to play and we're going to, we're getting paid and we're doing our thing, but if we're going to play and we're going to try to make the playoffs and we're going to try to do something different than Houston has done in years past, we've got to be great. And if you watch that game, as a result of their words and their mentality going in, they made some phenomenal plays. I mean, Deshaun Watson, this isn't a football overview, but I'm just saying it was about their mindset. Deshaun Watson got hit by two guys, didn't go down, and had the wherewithal and the mental capacity to complete a pass and ultimately win the game. And so it all started in the locker room, though. It started with the conversations. It started with their goal setting. It started with, do we just want to make the playoffs, or do we want to go win the Super Bowl, or do we want to build a franchise team for next year? And you've got to think ahead, and you've got to think about your goals. And so that was just a great metaphor because it was a fun game. Obviously, I'm a Houston Texans fan, and it really inspired me. Are we going out every day as individuals, and are we being great? Are we just trying to, make a little money? And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Help a few folks, nothing wrong with that. I was actually, I'm looking at maybe getting a running coach. I'm a terrible runner, despite the fact that I'm a veteran and ran every day in the Army. It just never was natural to me. So I just met this guy, and we were chewing the fat, and just I'm a running coach. I'm at a full-time job with Halliburton, but I'm also a running coach. And I said, I never even considered a running coach, but I'm a terrible runner. And so funny thing is that he said, what do you do? I was talking about his services and his running. And I said, I'm a partner in a CBD company. And of course, immediately, CBD, man, I've heard all about it. I haven't tried it yet. So I sampled him and sold him the balm on site because he's a runner and he's always sore. And I realized that much like any other goal, I'm a guy, as an example, when I go to the grocery store, if you tell me three items, I will not forget them. I won't. If you tell me four, probably won't forget them. If you tell me five, I'm going to get three or four of five, but I'm almost assuredly going to forget something. If I write it down, I will follow my list completely. I will follow my list perfectly, and I will come back from the grocery store with everything I set out to go get. Well, goals aren't that different. But if you don't make the list, and I'm just picking on any one person, I know there's some folks I was talking to Sarah or communicating with Sarah by text, and Sarah's got some good stuff going on. She's a very savvy businesswoman, and I don't want to air Sarah's information, but I think Sarah would probably like to make a good deep five-figure income over here that might give her the opportunity to make some different choices in her day job. We want to help her accomplish that. But to do that, if that's her goal, this is just me talking, by the way, but if that were any one of your goals, Sin Lee, Rosa, Chance, Vincent, Aaron, Megan, Jenny, anybody that says, hey, I'm going to make $50,000 this year, I say let's do it. I mean, $50,000 a month this year. I say let's do it. I'm all in. But you've got to write your goals down, and you've got to have some accountability. And what I mean by that is this: today's January 6th. I made a goal to do something physical, running, walking, going to the gym, something every day just to be more mobile, just to be moving. And I will tell you, I'm 5 for 6. I failed New Year's Day, January 1, because we were New Year's Day-ing. Now, we did go for a short walk, but it wasn't, I'm not even going to count that. But day 2, January 2nd, I went for a 5-mile walk, just a walk. Day 3, I just did some calisthenics and planks because I'm trying to strengthen my core for my back. Day 4, and so on, right? And it's because I verbalized that commitment to 3, 4, 5 people. Now they're asking me, how's your back? How's your running? Have you been to the gym? It's out there for me to accomplish or not. So the thing I want to talk about just, you know, and as we kind of wrap up a short call today is just the accountability factor. And I'm not talking about pressure. I'm not talking about beating yourself up. But if you have a goal to engage with one potential customer a day and actually get one customer a week, that's an admirable goal. It's probably not a $50,000 a month goal, but it is a good goal. And most importantly, it's a goal. It's something for you to shoot for. If you don't have a goal, and look, and this isn't for me to call you out. This is, you know, obviously this is a monologue. I'm talking one way. We're not having an open conversation right now. But even if we were, I wouldn't look in, at anyone and point a finger and say, Rosa, what's your goal? Why don't you have it written down? That's not my role. That's not for me. My goal would be to hopefully inspire and encourage any of you, which I'm sure Rosa's got her goals. That was not a pick at Rosa. But to have your goals written down. You know, Chance sent Barry and I a picture the other day. He's got his goals, and there's like, gosh, like 30 of them, and they're all very inspirational, and they are taped to the visor of his truck. So every time he flips his visor down, there they are. Well, I think that's great. Put it on your mirror. I mean, I just tell you right now, you know, I know a lot of runners. I went to a race yesterday, a 10-mile race. I did not run. I just went to support. But everyone had things written on their arm in Sharpie. Personal record, 8-minute pace. Personal record, 5 miles in 45 minutes. Personal record, complete 10 miles without walking. Personal record, 10 miles in under X amount of time. And it was Sharpied on their arm so they could see it while they're running. They could check their watch, look at their goal, see if they're on pace. It was inspiring, and I don't even like running. But we don't run our, we don't treat our business that way. We don't treat our income that way. And so I would just encourage you guys, look in the mirror and be accountable to you. I mean, if I can help you, please say, Sean, I want you to be my accountability partner. Here are my goals. They're written down. Would you check in with me once or twice a week or once or twice a day and just make sure I'm accountable? Be careful. The answer is absolutely. But if you ask me to, I'm going to because you asked me to. Accountability is key to success. So writing your goals down, which we talked about last week, goal setting and being inspired and being motivated to accomplish what you want this year, write it down, share it with someone. My email is sean.baker@wbrxglobal.com. Email me your goals and tell me how often you would like for me to touch base with you. I won't hit you up every day if you want a weekly follow-up. But if you want a daily, I'll give you a daily. If you want a morning and an afternoon, I will give you a morning and an afternoon. But like I said, be cautious because I will follow up with you if you want me to. If you don't, make it your best friend. Make it your spouse. Make it your mom. Make it your dad. Make it your sibling. Make it your child. Use it to connect with people that you care about. Hey, I love you. I like talking to you on the regular. Here are some of my goals for 2020 personally and professionally. Will you touch base with me once a week? I promise you, whoever you ask will be honored. They will be thrilled that you ask them. And so I would just encourage you today as we kind of round down the call, make sure those goals are written down. Again, I'm not going to ask you to see them. I would be privileged and honored if you shared them, but that's your call. But write them down. Make them grand. Back into the baby steps. If you want to make $50,000 or $5,000 a month, whatever your number is, then back down how many people you'd have to have enrolled as VIP customers and how many people you'd have to sponsor into the business and help them sponsor the business. The math really is a very simple process. You know, I didn't know that. Like I tell you guys all the time, I didn't know that when I was a distributor. So I really try to share things with you that Barry was sharing with me. I just wasn't hearing them. Barry was always a great mentor, a great leader, a great coach. But the teacher arrives when the student is ready. He was always a great teacher. I was not always a great student, and I was not always prepared to hear the words and the teaching, much less apply them. But with partial application, with, you know, in golf, what you call a good miss, it's where you hit the ball, and it, you didn't really hit it the way you wanted to, but it turns out perfectly as if you hit the perfect shot. That's what you call a good miss. And I will just tell you that I made over seven figures, six figures annually, every year that I was involved as a distributor with Barry, on oftentimes what I would call a good miss. Now, there were times I was diligent. There were times that I was very organized and prepared, like I'm encouraging you guys to be, and walked around sharing my goals and walked around achieving my goals. The more I shared them, the more I achieved them. It was a very weird phenomenon, but it really happened. But all of that to say, I was a young guy. I knew nothing about network marketing. I knew nothing about the wellness industry as a whole. I was just a guy that wouldn't give up, was thirsty for direction, and was okay with good misses as long as I achieved the goals I had written down and set for myself. So I would just tell you guys, most of you on this call, if not all of you, are much more business savvy than I was. You're much more prepared to be successful than I was. You got a much better pedigree than I did. But all of that will be for nothing. All of your gifting and all of your skills will be for nothing if you don't apply it and measure your results. The only way you're going to be able to measure results is know what you set out for to begin with by having your goals written down. So, Barry, I'll kick the call back over to you. But, guys, any way we can help you, encourage you, motivate you, inspire you, hold you accountable, redirect you. Look, there are times I'll tell you, Barry told me, look, you need to go home and fire yourself tonight and rehire yourself in the morning. And it was some of the best advice I ever got, because I'd go home discouraged, and I'd kind of grumble and kick myself in the butt. And the next morning, I was the CEO of a brand new company, and it was what I was going to do today and tomorrow, not yesterday. And so that's great advice. Today's January 6th. It's the beginning of the year. It's still the beginning of the month. If you don't have your goals written down, guys, write them down. Find an accountability partner and go to work. And on the 31st of this month, or the 1st of February, we can look back and say, how'd you do on your goals? And again, you're not reporting to me. They're not measured by me. They're measured by you. You're reporting to you. But if you want to share it with me, we'll go on this journey together. So, Barry, I thank you for your time, man. I thank you for your tutelage and your mentorship. Hopefully, I'm conveying some of the things that you imparted in me all those years ago to help me be successful, because I really want the people on this call and the people within our company to experience the great benefits, the incentive trips, the friendships, the cars, the money, the lifestyle. I mean, it changed my life. This industry of wellness and of network marketing, to be, you know, just call it what it is, changed my life, and I'm grateful for it every day. So thank you, my friend. I kick the call back over to you, and guys, we're available all week if you need anything. Thank you.
Great job, Sean, as always. And guys, we really are excited about all that we're doing to lay out some really phenomenal plans as we move into the year. And I know that this month is going to be a great month. So, guys, you know, if you have a desire to have some accountability for your goals, just let us know. We're more than happy to, to team up with you to go out and accomplish big things. We just want to know what those big things are for you, and we'll work on a daily basis toward accomplishing those. So, with that said, guys, have a phenomenal day. Thank you for your time this morning, and we look forward to seeing you and talking to you very soon. God bless.